And we move to public forum. So we have up to 30 minutes to deal with questions and statements that have been published in relation to that. I don't believe that Joanna Booth and John Pearce or Mike Oldreave are in the public forum. I'm fairly sure that Dan Aykroyd is. So you have some time first, Dan, for supplementary questions in relation to your questions.
So my first supplementary question is regarding my first question, which is about the Housing IT Programme Oversight Board. So the answer given was that the information for that board is, the programme uses a dedicated council SharePoint site to store documents related to the programme board. On June 17th, I made this FOI request. Please can you provide me with the progress reports for the IT transformation programme that were sent to the Programme Oversight Board since the project's inception. On June 18th, the next day, I got this response. We are refusing your request on the following grounds. Section 12 exceeds cost limit. Supplementary question is, why is the Council unable to process quite simple FOI requests when the records being requested are being stored in a dedicated Council SharePoint site?
So, just so I understand the situation, Dan, you've made a request in relation to the Housing IT Programme, and you haven't been given that information because a judgment has been taken that it would exceed the cost limit to compile that information. That's what's happened.
I can give you the full backstory if that helps. In May, Joanna Booth made an FOI request, which officers struggled to respond to, with multiple deadline extensions being engaged because of the difficulty of processing the request. In June, she received a response saying that too many documents had been retrieved and that it was going to take too long to process the request. I made a subsequent FOI request that reduced the scope of the documents requested to just the IT reports and removed a few other requests, which made it, according to the answer given today, all the documents I requested should be in the SharePoint site. And what's happening is the Council's coming up with what looks like an excuse to deny the FOI request. So my question is, if these documents are stored in a proper, in a SharePoint site, whatever that is, why is the Council unable to retrieve them? I note that in part of Joe's denial and in part of my denial, the Council was relying on an exemption that says that it's going to take us too long to process the records, figuring out which parts of them need to be exempted. That was the subject of another ICO decision recently, where the ICO put in quite blunt terms that the Council was not following the right guidance, and was the ICO ordered the Council to stop considering the time, or stop looking at how much time it would take to exempt the documents as part of the processing time. That's not allowed. That's why my FOI request was refused. But again, I want to understand why simple FOI requests for documents that are stored in a programme board's SharePoint site cannot be delivered by this Council.
I wasn't aware of that situation, Dan, and the facts as you present them are quite surprising. I would be surprised that it would take longer than 18 hours to resolve the inquiry that you're making. So I think we do need to ask for further clarification of actually whether that can be released to Dan, or what precisely the reasons are why that can't be done.
FOI requests, so you can see how they've been processed, and you can get back to me on them individually.
Okay, that will be tremendously helpful, Dan. Thank you. Okay. Do you have a second question?
Yes, I do. My second question is regarding the question about stepping up internal report. Can I have some clarity on the answer given? Because my question was specifically about when you, as chair, learned about the internal audit exception report, not about the members in general. Is my understanding that you learned about it on the 10th of April this year? Sorry, 10th of April 2025, a correct understanding of the answer given.
Yes.
Okay. In the years previous to that, you personally chose to block a large number of public forum items on the grounds that they were defamatory, offensive, or not within the remit of this committee. You did so in the time period after the report was written, but before you learned of it. The internal audit report shows that those public forum items were true, and that the monitoring officer had decided to cover up a procurement scandal that resulted in a lot of public money not delivering value for money. Given that the internal audit report subsequently confirmed the substance of the concerns raised in those public forum items, do you accept that it was wrong to prevent the committee from hearing those concerns on the grounds that they were defamatory? And will you now allow the committee to examine why those concerns were not properly addressed at the time?
I don't actually accept that those issues were not dealt with appropriately at the time. I think the view that an investigation report would not be shareable, I think, was the council's legal opinion at that time. I'm grateful to the ICO for clarifying the terms in which that should be shared, and that's enormously helpful. And I think that will help draw a line in terms of where that information should be put in the public domain. And if that information was known at the time, that report clearly would have been shared, at least with members of the committee in verbatim form, if not published earlier. And in hindsight, maybe it should have been. Or in hindsight, it should have been, given the new advice that we've had from the ICO. But I don't think anything has changed in relation to how the issue was handled. Thank you, Dan. Did you have another... Did you have another... I appreciate you have two supplementaries, which you've had. I'm conscious, given there isn't anyone else here, if you had a supplementary question on the final issue, on the final question.
I've worked it into my statement, which will be a few minutes longer. So
okay.
I'll move on to that.
Okay, that's great. So as there's no one else here for the questions, we move to statement. So Dan, you can read your statement.
I should explain what is happening. The law is mostly being followed at the council. The problem is that when you get into fine enough detail, what exactly the law says becomes a little bit fuzzy, and that it becomes quite difficult to decide what the most appropriate course of action is. So in the laws and policies that the council follows, when the law isn't clear, or there are two laws that are incompatible, a senior officer needs to make a public interest test. In a public interest test, the officer is meant to consider which of the possible interpretations of contradictory laws or policies, which choice would best serve the interests of the public. For the public interest test surrounding FOI requests and whether information is exempt from being published in council, the public interest test is meant to start with a default of open or transparency. That is where the process is failing. It's failing because the council treats the public as an enemy, because the council has decided to hide information to avoid political embarrassment. We saw that with stepping up. We now know that Deputy Mayor Asher Craig had used her position to direct council resources to people she knew by giving them very well-paying jobs where they would have built up Asher Craig's political standing in Bristol. We saw that Christine Bamford, a cryptocurrency promoter, pushed for more funding to be spent on the scheme and including funding from local bodies, including the police service, the fire service, Bristol City Council and Bristol Energy were all paying large fees to her company. It was obviously in the public interest for the internal report to be made public, but the council has fought publishing information at every step of the way, including the current chair of this committee, who blocked multiple public forum items which should never have been blocked. Myself and others have made FOI requests for the documents sent to the Programme Oversight Board for the Housing IT project. I would like to note the answer given to my first question, which is, what storage system is used to store documents to that board? The answer, the programme uses a dedicated council SharePoint site, which should show that the documents should be easily retrievable. The officer who is trying to process that FOI request appears to have been searching in people's email inboxes. They don't seem to have been aware that a dedicated SharePoint site exists and that the documents could be retrieved from that quite easily. But the individual teams are not the people blocking requests. The blocking happens at a higher level, where people who are trained on how to refuse FOI requests use an excuse that sounds possibly plausible, but the ICO usually overrules them. My third question was about learnings from ICO decisions. The answer given says, the decision notices are received and reviewed by the central disclosures team, and therefore any learning that needs to be taken from them are factored into the support and guidance that the team provide to the service areas in the application of exemptions. I believe that answer is just complete bollocks. There's just no other way of putting it. The council is still using the excuse that too many documents have been found, and they're reviewing them all for whether any information should be exempt will take too long. That is explicitly against ICO guidance. It is also explicitly contradicted by ICO decisions a couple of months ago. The council is taking positions that sound reasonable in isolation, but put together show a clear refusal to prevent the public from having access to information that is in the public interest to know. What is the point of the FOI laws if an authority can simply refuse to provide documents where they would be politically embarrassing? I've not got them yet, but I've got a strong suspicion of what the Housing IT Project Board records will say. They will reveal the terrible state of the Housing Department and show that a political decision was made to hide the scale of the problems before the 2024 elections by breaching many laws about transparency in decision-making and spending. They will show that the IT system just wasn't really being worked on in 2023 and that there was never any chance of meeting the 2024 delivery date. They will show that the Council procured the C365 fire safety information system and public knowledge of that of which the council officers concealed from the public by not disclosing that the C365 system had been purchased until the end of 2025, 2 years after it had been procured. Councillor Coombs, I think you wanted to know what was going on in the IT project. It's just been complete chaos. The project started late and they've been firefighting ever since the Barton House evacuation, where I'll send you the details and the timeline of what I think's happened separately. It's too complicated to say off the top of my head. The political choice to hide the scale of the problems is ongoing. The council is still not storing information about damp and mould in homes. That damp and mould is causing asthma and eczema in children. And due to how eczema manifests in people of colour, this has resulted in some children being taken into care as the eczema was confused with child abuse. I would like to ask committee members, have you paid any attention to any of the appalling things that are going on in the world? We are in a time of crisis. We must have faith in our government. This audit committee must fulfil its duty and make sure that the council doesn't pervert the law through blocking inconvenient FOI requests. And finally, I need to comment on the chair's request for respect. I have been lied to. I have had my public forum statements blocked. I've had this chair tell me that it's not within the remit of this committee to look at what decisions are being taken by the monitoring officer. How do you expect me to respect you and your authority when you lie to the public constantly? This is just outrageous. This is why nobody else bothers to attend. I live 5 minutes away. If I didn't live 5 minutes away, I wouldn't bother. This council is absolutely disgusting. I'm sorry, there's just no other way to do it, and this audit committee needs to do something about it.
Thank you, Dan. This brings us to the end of the public forum. You wanted to make a comment.
I've just heard from a statement that somehow this committee is being accused of lying. This is correct.
This is public forum, so Dan is quite within his rights to express his views and the evidence that he's put forward. Believe it or not, I try and maximise the amount of information that is published in public forum, and that any questions or redactions are kept to an absolute minimum. It's really important that Dan has the freedom to publish his reports.
I believe officers of the council have acted against the public interest repeatedly. When members of the public have tried to bring this matter to attention of councillors in open meetings, we've been told that we're making defamatory statements. I don't believe those statements were defamatory. I think they were true. And I think the legal advice of the council that the chair received came from an officer and a legal team that's covering up their own actions. That's more precise.
So this does bring us to the end of public forum. Thank you to Dan for coming to talk about his issues that he's raised, and thank you to the other members of the public who submitted statements and submitted questions, and I hope they've been answered accurately.